The Academy Awards are this Sunday. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln has 12 nominations. Now, as you may recall, an earlier Spielberg film, Schindler's List, will soon be re-released in its 20th anniversary edition. These movies have at least two things in common. One of them is Spielberg, of course. The other is a publicist who's been with the filmmaker for more than three decades. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her series on Hollywood jobs with movie marketer Marvin Levy.
His office is at DreamWorks Studios, a cactus and palm-lined cocoon on the big Universal lot. It's a fabricated world of adobe buildings that echoes Arizona, where Spielberg grew up.
It was all built after E.T. Universal wanted to make sure, as a thank you to Steven for bringing such an enormous hit. And also, we want you to make this your home.
Marvin Levy began doing publicity for Steven Spielberg on the 1977 film Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Small and peppy, in a blue jacket and jaunty baseball cap, Levy is 80-something and still going strong. He is the carrier of the mission statement. He upholds Spielberg's vision and keeps the various pitches and promotions consistent. That's the marketer's job. Although Mr. Levy has a punchier definition.
It's all about eyeballs.
Getting people to see the film.
Whether it's seats in theaters or it's seats at home. Well, these days, they can be standing up with some device in their hand.
Wherever they're watching, the publicist needs to craft a pitch that will lure audiences to the screen. Not an easy task. And veteran Marvin Levy is a realist. He knows that pitching films is an imprecise science.
Some movies are marketed more to what they think initially the core is, and it turns out it was really something else.
His example, the 1973 film Walking Tall. He worked on that campaign at the Cinerama Company.
Walking Tall was about a southern sheriff, Buford Pusser, a name you not easy to forget.
Look out, Buford!
The first ads for that were with guns and real action. You know, he was the fighting sheriff. It opened, didn't do much. Everybody went back to the drawing board and came up with another campaign, because we realized that the movie also had a great story, the wife who stood by him, and that part of the movie really resonated.
I'm proud of you, Buford. And I'm not so scared anymore.
A new poster played down the action stuff and emphasized family. It showed Pusser and his wife and just the holster of the sheriff's gun. It worked. The film went back into release and was so successful, especially throughout the South, that theaters had to hold it over for weeks and weeks. Some four decades later, Marvin Levy is still tackling pitching problems, this time with Spielberg's big but challenging Lincoln.
See, I decided that the Constitution gives me war powers. But no one knows just exactly what those powers are. Some say they don't exist.
How do you market a movie about a president who lived ages ago, wears funny clothes, is not particularly handsome, and is trying to railroad a really hard to understand and not very popular amendment through the Congress of the United States?
You have to say, what are the elements that make it so that an audience might want to go to see it? They've known Lincoln. It's like part of their life. But what they really know is very little. So, okay, what is it that you're going to find out that's different? You're going to see a Lincoln that you haven't seen before.
And whether any of you or anyone else knows it, I know I need this. This amendment is that cure.
Two decades ago, Steven Spielberg showed audiences a hero they really hadn't seen before. Oscar Schindler.
I didn't do enough.
You did so much.
It's hard to believe that Schindler's List opened 20 years ago, but Marvin Levy remembers. He pulls out a tattered folder.
Yeah, this was a basic press kit.
Mm-hmm. Inside, a lot of black and white photographs.
That's right.
A cast list, Liam Neeson and Ralph Fiennes, little known then, and the original press release.
The hardest thing is usually that first page, what we call a positioning statement.
Can you read to me that first paragraph of this press release?
Oskar Schindler was a man of great talents and even greater contradictions. A born salesman, an inveterate gambler, like many an enterprising businessman, he joined the Nazi Party to make deals.
And the next line of the next paragraph is, his conscience gave him little trouble, keywords, at first.
At first. That draws you in.
I think today it wouldn't take nearly as long to get to the but. Here's the part you don't know. He was a big businessman. He was a ruthless merchant. He was a Nazi. And yet he saved X thousand Jews.
No. And the reason, no, is it would not have been true to the film. That would work for some other movie.
What's wrong with what I did? Too sensationalistic?
Much too in your face. Much too making it like it's another one of those action movies. This is a movie that's about humanity, and you can't get away from it. Once you do, you're putting out absolutely the wrong message.
Marvin Levy, Mr. Mission Statement, keeping the message consistent. One more question before this movie ends. What's the campaign you didn't get to do that you wish you had?
Probably something like Bridge on the River Kwai or Lawrence of Arabia.
Big epic.
Yeah. Or the great big musicals. I mean, to have spent every day on Singing in the Rain with all those people around, I'd have loved every minute of it.
One thing about Hollywood, you meet a lot of people who are crazy about movies. Marvin Levy clearly is one of them. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Movieland.
And all of Susan's Hollywood job profiles from Movieland are at NPR.org, including a location scout and key grip. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.